Anti-Semitism on New Jersey college campuses is alive and toxic as ever. Most recent location, Drew University in Madison, where posters depicting Israelis being held hostage by Hamas were ripped down recently. Jewish students are saying inaction by the university, and some social media posts by a pro-Palestinian campus group have them all scared, fearing for their safety. The group being Students for Justice in Palestine are doing, well, alluding to violence, I guess, is an understatement. I mean, you be the judge here. Just as a quick background, we'll get into this group a little bit more in a bit, but Students for Justice in Palestine, they're a national group. They have chapters in many college campuses. They've endorsed the actions by Hamas in Gaza and Israel. They described the October attacks against Israel as a surprise operation against the Zionist enemy by resistance members. Their words. Just a few of the posts on Instagram by the Drew chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine. One features a sketch of a hang glider on the organization's National Day of Resistance. That's what they observed on October 12th. And that specifically really glorifies the success of the massacre, most notably of the youth at that music festival. With the hang glider, there's the analogy there. The Hamas attackers used motorbikes and hang gliders to enter a field in southern Israel, and it was the Nova Music Festival that left hundreds of those attendees dead. Another post by the Drew University chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine includes the words, "Shut it down," featured a blood stain in the shape of the map of Israel. This one, quite a few Jewish students on campus have expressed the most concern over, saying that Israelis held hostage by Hamas are not innocent civilians because, quote, "the majority of those captured are either currently serving or have served or will serve in the IDF, Israel's mandatory military service policy. All Israelis, therefore," again quoting, "are either implicitly or explicitly involved in the aggression against the Palestinian people." Well, the Drew administration, they did respond. They sent out emails condemning hateful rhetoric. That's all they call that, rhetoric. Sort of like if you drive by with a bumper sticker that offends somebody. But on the flip side of that, more realistically, you just need one angry person to look at a post like that and do more than talk. And Drew really hasn't acknowledged concerns about disinformation or called out any of those social media posts I referenced. I mean, there are many more than that. Instead, the university is alleging that there's no evidence of any instances of removal of those hostage posters I referred to at the beginning. And therefore, there are words here from the university administration: "We are not able to assess or comment on the nature or the intention behind any removal." They're not blaming the Jews, are they? This as Rutgers University has drawn the attention of the federal government. Rutgers have been facing some criticism over the past few weeks for their response to anti-Semitism, which, talked about this last time we were together, has escalated rapidly since the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. U.S. Department of Education opened an investigation this past Monday with Rutgers adding the public university here in the state to its list of schools under federal scrutiny. That list includes places like Harvard, Stanford, New York City's Education Department. That's all-encompassing, isn't it? Last week, Representative Josh Gottheimer sent a letter to Rutgers University President Jonathan Holloway expressing strong concerns about a school-sponsored event on race liberation in Palestine, which featured two speakers that most people would label as anti-Semites, to say the least. Congressman Gottheimer also cited the school's Students for Justice, there they are again, in Palestine chapter, and they're labeling the attacks as justified retaliation, and a Rutgers student being charged with allegedly posting threats on social media to kill an Israeli student. Now, to their credit, Rutgers did suspend on an interim basis that campus's chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine. stating you allegedly have had multiple cases of disrupting classes, the program, meals, student studying. They also cited in a notice allegations of vandalism occurring at the Rutgers Business School while your program was taking place. But as we see, no reaction, no response, other than an email finger wag, I guess we'd call it. How much more do Jewish students have to endure now before university administrators wind up responding with more than a social media post to go against the threatening social media posts? I mean, when you think about that, Jewish students are already dealing with emotional and psychological consequences from the hate that they're subjected to. So do deaths of Jewish students have to take place for those in leadership to take action, bringing about the end of the threats against Jewish students? Wrapping hate speech that threatens in the First Amendment, that's not going to diffuse the hate anytime soon, is it?